Our first article is called Our Medieval Hymn, Savior of the Nations Come by Paul Roran. Savior of the Nations Come, which Lutherans have long sung as the first hymn of Advent, is a good example of our medieval hymns, especially from Martin Luther's perspective. The hymn writer was St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan, Italy, and well-known author of hymns and theological treatises. In 374, while serving as the Roman Empire's governor of the Milan area, Ambrose monitored a contested election for the city's new bishop. Unexpectedly, he found himself acclaimed as the church's leader. Though just a catechumenate or an inquirer at the time, he was baptized, ordained a priest, and installed as the bishop during a single week of Advent in 374, becoming the envy of impatient ministerial candidates ever since. The more famous St. Augustine was inspired by Ambrose's preaching and presented himself to the Bishop of Milan for baptism at the Easter Vigil of 387. Augustine's confessions testify to the importance of Ambrose's antiphonal psalmody and hymns in Milan, especially in the ongoing dispute over Christ. Was he really God? Another hymn by Ambrose, O Splendor of God's Glory Bright, echoes the Nicene Creed, Christ is light from light. Savior of the Nations Come also champions that same Nicene view of Christ's full divinity. The Creed states that Jesus is true, very God from true, very God, not a lesser being as some thought then and as many think today. So when we think very God and Mary's Son, we're making the Creed's strong claim that Christ is really God and not a different being or a lesser divinity. Luther knew and cited Ambrose often as Father of the Church, especially for his hymns where Ambrose in Savior of the Nations Come affirmed that Christ was equal to the Eternal Father. Luther translated it quite faithfully as an expression of the Nicene Creed. For Ambrose and for Luther, the Incarnation was God's rescue mission down into our mortal coil and back up to immortality. No wonder that the manger, shining bright, hallows night with newborn light. Neither Ambrose nor Luther worried about a strict separation of Advent and Christmas because the one season directly leads to the other. Luther's respect for Ambrose and his hymnody, which included translating O Trinity, O Blessed Light, is only one portion of his substantial reception of medieval text for singing. He translated and paraphrased the anonymous classic Te Deum, We Praise You, O God, and Holy God, We Praise Your Name, noting its legendary association with Ambrose and Augustine. He adapted Creator Spirit, Heavenly Dove from earlier texts, and made another medieval text the starting point for his powerful Easter hymn, Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands. Several other times, Luther took a brief and familiar medieval text, and sometimes even the tune, and made it the first stanza of a larger hymn. The familiarity of that stanza would help get the singing started. And then Luther added stanzas with a Reformation message. For three more examples, see Come, Holy Ghost, God of and Lord, Now to the Holy Spirit let us pray, and the communion hymn, O Lord, we praise you. In all, E-LW contains about a dozen Luther hymns based wholly or partly on medieval texts, besides the many other texts he used from Scripture, the Catechism, or the Liturgy. Medieval authors from the 5th century to the 15th, known or unknown, supplied Luther and his colleagues with materials worth adapting into hymns for the evangelical movement. Texts that were originally poems, processional songs, or monastic chants became hymns for home and parish in the new and enduring sense of congregational singing. Savior of the Nations Come was already over 1,000 years old when Luther used it for the first three Lutheran hymnals in 1524. their quintessential is upon us now, yet we may still sing this hymn, this Advent. Savior of the nations, come, Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, God has chosen such a birth.